The Puna District of Hawaii Island remains the main focus of recovery efforts following Tropical Storm Isel. But heavy rains and wind also did some damage in Kau, including volcano. Hawaiian Volcano Observatory Chief Scientist Jim Koahikawa is no stranger to powerful storms. He and his colleagues got a surprise one night last month.
That evening in Hilo, it had been thunder and lightning, pretty intense, even for a Hilo storm. A lot of rain. And then when people came up to the office, we found several surge protectors blown out.
That storm took place July 11th and resulted in replacing some backup power. With Isel, the HVO scientists were able to plan for their earthquake and volcano monitoring functions to continue.
When it looked pretty definite that Isel was going to hit us directly, for our earthquake networks, we alerted both the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center and the National Earthquake Information Center in Golden, Colorado, that there's a possibility we were going to go down, and that if we did go down, that the National Earthquake Information Center would have authority for reporting earthquakes in the Hawaii area. We alerted our Alaska and Virginia colleagues that we might go down, and so they stepped up their viewing of Hawaii satellite images. The last thing that we did, we established a seismometer set up across the crater from HVO and a webcam looked into Halemaumau. We could look at that data directly from the sensors. So we had the critical bare bones pieces of information that we needed to keep track of what was going on.
During the storm, power was lost and computers were shut down. HVO has repaired their monitoring systems and field sites. As of yesterday, Hawaiian Volcano Observatory is fully back online. This is Sherry Bracken for Hawaii Public Radio.